You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Associate Health Minister Casey Costello has directed Te Whatu Ora to say women instead of pregnant people in all communications. Costello's directive received some backlash, particularly for ignoring best practice advice from health experts and academics and for the exclusion of gender-diverse communities. The government has opened consultation on the new Relationships and Sexuality Education, RSE, draft framework. The new framework has far fewer mentions of gender or gender identities. This comes after the government scrapped the 2020 guidelines implemented by Labour. They have instructed schools to use a 2007 version of the curriculum until a new framework is implemented. And last week, the divisive and controversial Treaty Principles Bill was voted down at second reading. ACT leader David Seymour has not ruled out continuing his fight for the bill despite resounding opposition. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to MP Shannon Halbert about all of these issues. Here is their interview. Associate Health Minister Casey Costello has directed Te Whatu Ora to use the term pregnant woman instead of pregnant people. Who is this for?
I've been really clear that New Zealand First narrative is serving, you know, the far right. It's really unnecessary, this particular change. I would expect any minister in health to be focused on the things that matter rather than petty politics in this instance. I haven't seen any evidence to suggest that this is a good thing. And so, you know, when it comes to health, I really believe that we should always be guided by health practitioners in these instances, and that hasn't come to the forefront.
The College of Midwives has advocated for an and approach, as in women and gender diverse people. Is this language you'd support?
Definitely. I've always been a supporter of inclusive language. And meeting the needs of patients in our healthcare system. What I want to know is that when people want to be identified in a particular way, then we should be making an effort to do that. That's their choice. We should respect that. And it's important that when people go into our healthcare system, that they feel safe and included in the environment that they're within.
In general, what are your thoughts on the government changing the guidelines on sexuality education in schools?
I've been very vocal about my concerns for the removal of the sexuality guidelines in schools. They were put in place at the request of teachers and families to teach our rangatahi about consent and healthy relationships. Last week in the House, I raised questions to Minister Stanford, demonstrating my concern. She didn't have any evidence, and her ERO report at the particular time said nothing about recommending the removal. What I am happy with is that we've shifted from guidelines to a curriculum. I think that's a good step up, but clearly in there, there's removal of gender as we saw it in the guidelines, and the removal of taha Māori as a health approach.
A report from last year found 91% of students and 87% of parents supported RSE being taught. Why do you think the government is changing the guidelines?
The minister has clearly chosen politics over our kids in this instance. We know it's important that our kids have healthy relationships with each other, that they understand consent, no matter who they are, and that we wanted to build a safe, inclusive environment in our schools. That's why we put the guidelines in place. It was unnecessary to remove them. Sure, I think there's areas where they can be strengthened, and the ERO report demonstrated that. But the approach from the minister, really, she's chosen politics over our kids.
Are you concerned that New Zealand First could be involved in creating the new guidelines, given their comments that the old ones were woke and out of touch?
New Zealand First has definitely been involved in the direction of the guidelines. The minister admitted it herself in Parliament last week. I think that's highly inappropriate that we have out-of-touch people really informing modern-day curriculum. We've seen that here. And, you know, at the moment we go back to a 2002 set of health curriculum guidelines in place. You know, and so much has changed in the past 25 years. It's no longer relevant to the needs of our kids. Our world's changed, and the government and New Zealand First and Minister Stanford need to move with it too.
Last week, the Treaty Principles Bill was voted down at its second reading. Are you happy to finally see it go?
I don't believe that it's gone forever. I think it's on ice at the moment until the likes of Holson's Pledge and the ACT Party decide where they want to go to next. The government, however, continues to attack Māori. We've seen that. I mentioned the removal of Taha Māori within the relationship and sexuality guidelines. That's unnecessary. And we're seeing the removal of Te Tiriti references and legislation through the Regulatory Standards Bill. You know, the government hasn't finished yet. We need to continue to fight against these things. But I believe that the public's had enough. When 90% of New Zealanders say, set a direction for New Zealand that says no to the Treaty Principles Bill, it's time that the government listened and really focused on the things that matter in this country.
The bill caused a lot of divisiveness and hurt, particularly for Māori. Did this go when the bill was struck down, or will it take longer to repair?
I was with a kaumātua in West Auckland yesterday who said that is cut deep, and that relationship will take a very long time to mend. There is no trust in this government moving forward. And with that was encouragement for us as Labour to step up. We're doing that. It's important that we work towards changing the government next year. And we're focused on doing that with our plan and focusing on jobs, health and homes.
As you say, 90% of submissions on the bill opposed it. Does this show that Aotearoa supports honouring Te Tiriti?
I was so pleased that Aotearoa had such a strong voice in this. It surprised me, to be honest. However, I was just so proud that we really know where we're at, and even, you know, some people who felt like Māori were getting a bit much under the last government, they understand the value of our Indigenous people in this country. They don't want to see them attacked, and they know that only working together, having good race relations in this country, is a way forward for all of us.
Do you think David Seymour will continue to campaign for a similar bill, and are you prepared to challenge him on this in the future?
I think it's very clear that David Seymour is working to his constituents, that they like to race bait. We've seen the continuation with the attacks on universities, continued attacks on Māori, the Regulatory Standards Bill. It just doesn't end. So, I really look to National to step up in their leadership role, the Prime Minister as well, to lead this country forward as an inclusive one and improve our race relations.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on Casey Costello's Te Whatu Ora Language Directive, consultation opening on the new RAC draft framework, and the Treaty Principles Bill being voted down at second reading.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.